ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are discussing this various various verses on various days of these 5 days after Makar Sankrant, 14th, 15th, 16th. Because on Makar Sankrant day night, Lord Chaitanya left home. Yesterday, Sridhama Prabhu spoke. Day before yesterday, His Grace Dwarkadish Prabhu spoke. So, today I will speak for some short time about two aspects of Lord Chaitanya's appearance after sannyas and before his appearance. Basically, these verses, okay, I'll sing the verses. One is from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.43. Both verses we know, they are quite common, famous verses. So we'll sing them. What we'll do, we'll sing the CC verse together, and first verse which is written up, I'll just take for a reference. I'm reading the verse which is down. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 1, text number 2. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau Sahoditau गौड़ोदये पुष्पवन्तौ चित्रौ सन्दौ तमोनुदौ। After my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gaud to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. I'll also read the Srimad Bhagavat verse myself. कृष्णे स्वधामोपगते धर्मज्ञानादिभिः सह कलौ नष्ट दुर्शामेश पुराणार्को अनुदोदितः। This Bhagavat Puran is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in this age of Kali shall get light from this Puran. Krishna. So, as we are all aware, we are celebrating this 500-year anniversary of Lord Chaitanya taking sannyas in this age of Kali. Few days back, I was asked this question: why was Kali Yuga made, first of all? It's a good question, but this is the nature of material world, we can say. Krishna teaches many things to one action. And just like, why was night made? Why only day always? Two things, or many things can be learned. First is, if the variety is not there in this world, the world will not be so much attractive for us. It will become very boring. Now, for example, just think, all the human beings look exactly same. All the bananas and fruits and chapatis are exactly of same size, same taste. Every day the sabji is the same and same taste. This life would be all human beings, same size, same dress, every day. Would be very boring. There is sometimes up, sometimes down. Similarly, this day, night, although Kali Yuga may be very big time for us, many lakhs of years, but for others who are on the higher planets, it's just like passing few hours, and they also see varieties. Also, another thing to teach us, most important, is that nothing remains steady in this world. In this world, material world, nothing can remain for long. Like few years back, His Holiness Jayadeva Maharaj was asked, one devotee asked that, I don't feel so much suffering in this material world. So he said, just remain here. You will understand. So right now you may not be feeling. So similarly, this material world, we may expect that always, why not there is Satya Yuga? But the point is, this material world, one of the principles will always change. Sometimes Kali Yuga will come. And Srila Prabhupada says, whether Kali Yuga comes or not, we should not ponder. It's just like, even during rainy season, the season is going to come. We may say, why there is a rainy season? It's so much troublesome. We have to carry the umbrella and all these things. Prabhupada says, rainy season is going to come. You just better carry umbrella yourself. So Kali Yuga is going to be there. In due course of time, it will go away also. But better try to see that how we, and as far as possible, many other living entities can protect themselves from the effect of Kali Yuga. That's why Lord Chaitanya came. We see in these both verses, which have been written over here, both of them mention the appearance of the Supreme Lord or the literary incarnation, the book form of Supreme Lord Srimad Bhagavatam. Both of them are describing Krishneswar, Kalau Nashta Dushamesha Purana Arkoye, Dharmang Jnanadi Bhisa. When the Lord Shri Krishna went away, Krishna Swadhamo Upagate, Lord Shri Krishna went away to his spiritual abode. It is described the Dharma and Jnan, the religion and knowledge also went away. Kalau Nashta Dushamesha, and this Kali Yuga is Nashta, full of destruction, that is ignorance. The Puran Arka, the sun-like Puran, Srimad Bhagavatam, arose on the horizon by the means of Vyasdev to give us direction. So as we have been told that first we should study Bhagavad Gita, then Srimad Bhagavatam, and then Chaitanya Charitamrit in a proper line if you want to study systematically. Also in the CC verse below, it also says, Lord Chaitanya and Nityan Prabhu came together Gauda Daye, in the region of Gauda, why Tamo Anudav, to remove the darkness. So, both the verses mention the darkness which is very much prevalent in this age of Kali. Darkness means ignorance, lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge is one level of darkness or ignorance. Another level of ignorance, one level is not to know what is right and what is wrong. That is one level of ignorance. But in Kali Yuga, the level of ignorance is lower than that. What is that? To take the right things for wrong and wrong things for right. One is just unclear. It may be right, it may be wrong, something like that. But if someone is convinced that wrong is right and right is wrong, that is a more lower level of ignorance. So that is present in Kali Yuga, and Lord Chaitanya came. First, when Krishna was present, he spoke Bhagavad Gita. When Krishna went away, he manifested Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the beginning of Kali Yuga, in the Sandhya Kal, 5000 years down the line of Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya came and he manifested his pastimes. So Lord Krishna gave all these three important scriptures in succession, Gita, Bhagavata, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sometimes we are proud that I am BSc. So one devotee said, we should become devotional BSc. BSc means Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. B means Bhagavad Gita, S means Srimad Bhagavatam, and C means... So that should be our degree. If you say, I want to become BSc, then we should become BSc in these three scriptures and graduate. So these three scriptures have to be studied in succession, Bhagavad Gita, then Srimad Bhagavat. But maybe I was just thinking to divide our session, there are about half hour remaining, 15 minutes each. First, we'll discuss about the dark side of Age of Ignorance, Kali Yuga. And then 15 minutes we'll discuss about Lord Chaitanya's wonderful pastimes, especially after sannyas, which he performed and he came to attract the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. So we'll discuss both, the darkness and the light. And today we'll hear both. But as I said, sometimes people outside, as Radheshyam Prabhu was saying, or in one lecture, also, Gopinath Chandra Prabhu was saying in one lecture few months back, 2-3 months back. I would just repeat one of his story. He said a story that one king he announced. You might have heard it before, so I'll just tell in short. A running race. He said, from morning, you can start running from this point. And you can run as much as possible. And only condition is, you should come back by evening. And you come back by evening, if you can manage that, and whatever land you cover, that is yours. So one person takes a challenge and he starts running. So logically speaking, he should start back by 11 o'clock in the morning, because the first he was having strength, now he's tired to come back. But in this material world, the greed is always very powerful. So he thought, maybe I'll run till noon and come back with the same speed. So he ran till noon. But even though his intelligence was telling him that you should turn back, no. But still, his mind and greed was saying, no, you run more. So he logically said, I will run more. And when coming back, I will run faster. So I will catch up with the beginning point. So in this way, he went on till 1 o'clock, almost till 2 o'clock he went on in the noon. And then he could understand that, no, it is high time that I have to turn back. I already got a lot of land. So at 2 o'clock, he turned back and he started running back. He had to run back at a very high speed, but it was very difficult because now he was very tired running from morning till 2 o'clock. But somehow that shock that if I don't reach back on time, I'll lose everything. And that was the condition. You have to come back on time. If you don't come, you will not get anything. So that he could not think that I will not get anything after so much of trouble made him run very fast. And somehow he came almost back. He came to a point where he could see his beginning point. But at the same time, he could see the sun setting down almost on the horizon. And then maybe some energy came in his body. He ran very fast. And just by the time the sun was setting down, he made it to his beginning point. And he fell down exhausted. But only point was, he fell down in such a way that he was never to rise again. He fell down dead. So this is what happens in this material world. The people of this age of Kali are so less intelligent. And after this talk, Gopinath Anubhav gave this very nice saying. He said in English, these people sacrifice their health to get the wealth. Whole life they sacrifice their health to get the wealth. And after they get the wealth, they have lost the health. So then they sacrifice the wealth to get back the health. But what happens in the end is they get neither. Because at the end of their life, they neither have the wealth because they have spent it on the health. And at that time, any amount of spending on the health, they neither get the health also. So this is this man, he ran from beginning till end with so much greed that he made it back, but then he lost both. Similarly, in this world, we sometimes devotees, we sometimes say, oh, this society or this organization, this is on the bodily level of consciousness. They are telling people to only speak truth, serve the parents, be good. But in Kali Yuga, that is also required. Because people are lower than the bodily level of consciousness. As we heard in this story of this man running, people are not even aware how to be bodily conscious. They are so mad doing their activities that they even don't do good for their own bodies. This is the symptom. Even in the basic, in Mahabharata, Maharaj Yudhishthira points out, Ahar nidra bhay maithunam cha samanyetat pashubhi naranam dharmo hi tesham adhiko visheshwa dharmena vihina pashubhi samanam. There is 4 activities are common between men and animal. We all know it. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. But if you observe, today's so-called advanced man, maybe most developed men, scientific men, they actually are taking part in these 4 activities at a lower intelligence and degree than animals. Ahar, Nidra, Bhay, Maithun. If you observe the nature, about sleeping we can say, even sleeping which is very easy act, which is very important, and we all get very easily. But in Kali Yuga sometimes that is also difficult. And some people, they have the problem of sleeping too much. And some people have the problem of getting the sleep. We don't find any insomnia problem amongst the animals. If you observe the nature, sometimes you see these birds, they chirp a lot. But sometimes when I sit for chanting, may not be in Bombay, but some other place, I notice exactly the time when the light breaks in the sky. Till that point, it's pin drop silence. At that time, when the light breaks in the sky, the birds start chirping. And within few minutes after that, they all fly off from the sky, from their nests in the sky, and they go to different places. And evening 4 p.m., 5 p.m., they come back. And after the sunset, it's almost silence. Only owl and like that may be making noise. Similarly, if you have been to Ayodhya or Vrindavan, sometimes in Vrindavan, when there are so many pilgrims, it's actually disturbing. Monkeys may not follow these rules. But generally, if you go to a place which is not disturbed by so many people, I saw it in Ayodhya. We were in Ayodhya for this Ayodhya Yatra around 2-3 years back. I saw whole day they would disturb. Monkeys would disturb the devotees. When they would be serving prasad, they would disturb. But after sunset, they would just sleep on the shed or the tin or the trees. And if you take dinner at 9 o'clock, they won't disturb us. At sunrise, they would get up again. And so all the animals even follow these basic rules of right time of sleeping and right time of waking up. Birds, monkeys. But modern human society, I don't know, night, the city never sleeps. They write something like that. So we think we are advancing. But we have to think, like these basic habits of eating, sleeping, mating, defending, in Kali Yuga, the animals perform better than the human beings. And nowadays, the problems are there of insomnia or sleeping a lot or sleeping at a wrong time and not getting sleep at the right time. These are all the problems of Kali Yuga. We may go into eating, anything, any field of these four. If we see, all the animals are intelligent than the human beings. This is ignorance of age of Kali. Another ignorance is, which I mentioned in some seminars which I am giving since that cooperation seminar, which some of you might have heard it. But another ignorance in this age of Kali, people, when they put faith on the Vedic scriptures, they call it blind faith. And that has been the upbringing which all of us have faced it. And suppose when Gita says, you are not the body but the soul, immediately 100 questions will be asked. If you go and speak in the world outside, or even we were there one time, you are not the body but the soul. Who believes? This is all wrong. The tendency in this Kali Yuga is to accept the right as wrong. The Vedic scriptures have stood the test of time for lakhs and millions of years. The knowledge is perfect without any mistake. Amalam Puranam. Anything they say, the first tendency is to doubt. The first tendency is to doubt. Oh, whether it is correct? Is it right or wrong? Mostly it must be not right. Who has seen it? Have you seen the soul? It must not be right. Why to accept it? It's not intelligent to accept the instructions of Vedic scripture. On the other hand, what is the modern tendency? Whatever the media says, newspapers, TV, internet, we accept it without even a single doubt. Advertisement industry makes the most out of it. Some lady may come and say, Mere Sondarya ka Raj Naya Lux. we never think whether it is correct or it's correct. Okon Kat, somebody, I don't know the heroine's name of modern, if I say they may be 15 years old heroine, no, they may be old ladies. But somebody comes and say, Naya Lux. So we say, oh, she is so fair. Maybe I will also become fair. We take the whole Lux and scrub it on our body, but I don't know how many of them become fair because of that. We just don't doubt it. It has to, she is saying, it's on the TV, it has to be perfect. In the newspaper it has come, somebody declares that, nowadays, see how they spoil, and we believe it. Initially in India, for the boys, they were attracting, you should have a mobile, a motorcycle. And they say, Mardangi ka Raj, or become a hero. Hero puk or something. And then they would show some boys on the motorcycle with front tire up in the air. And all the boys would start thinking, oh, this is, if I have to be a hero, I have to have a motorcycle. And there were so many problems in the home between a boy and the father asking for a motorcycle and father saying it's not required for you. For so many years, you have been going very nicely to school or college by a cycle or by bus or by walking also. May not be mobile outside where the town is small. But a boy would say, no, I seen on the advertisement, I have to become a hero. So you believe it, that by riding a motorcycle, you become a hero. But if you see, in every college, around every year, 2-3 boys, they die out of motorcycle accidents, at least, if not more. And in this way, they spoiled all the boys. Those who could, they made them buy a motorcycle, even though it was not required. So that was over. Now what to do? Now they said the girls are remaining. We already fooled the boys. Now let's fool the girls. So I was seeing, I saw two advertisements. One in Marathi in Ratnagiri and one in English in Panvel. I'll say both of them. In Marathi, the advertisement showed, photo was the same. Two girls in the most modern dresses riding on scooters. And in Marathi it was written, for those who understand, Ata ami ka mage basayacho. Means why we should sit behind now. We ought to sit ahead. And in English, in Panvel it was written, why should boys only have all the fun? And the girls are also driving. So you don't understand, the boys have already become fooled. And now they are fooling you. But now they are only poking your ego. Now why only boys should do? In the West, they are doing same thing for cigarettes for ladies. In the West, they already fooled the men by making them drink cigarettes. Now they say, ladies, a special cigarette for you. Ladies special. Like ladies special, local train, ladies special for cigarettes. And ladies say, yes, why men have become fooled? Why we should not become fooled? This is Kali Yuga. To accept the wrong as right and right as wrong. Any knowledge from the right source, even devotees sometimes will have 100,000 questions. How this is true? I don't see it applicable. And even though we see so many boys who purchase motorcycles are not so happy, or even though they are just making a show of being becoming happy. Internally, so many who purchase the Lux, they never become fair. But we just, and then they say, Naya Lux in 3 shades. Hara, Nila, and Pila. And they say, oh, this is better. First, I will try the green one. If it doesn't work, then I will try the blue one. If it doesn't work, then I will try the yellow one. And then Kali Yuga, the tendency of people, everywhere we see, to accept the wrong as right. And on the right source, immediately hundreds of doubts. You go and nowadays, as our Radhikaraman Prabhu, he was here, he was speaking. Nowadays, what to speak of, at least in this advertisement, you can see some person who is speaking to you. Nowadays, people put faith on internet. And that has been so much ingrained, they discuss. In the net, it was written. At least, in the advertisement, you see some Amitabh Bachchan or somebody telling you that this is good product. Whether he uses it or not, a different thing, but at least he is there telling you. In the internet, you even don't know who wrote it. With what intention he wrote it. Whether he wanted to write it or he just passed on as a some comment which he even don't believe. Some words on the computer that come from internet, we even don't know what is the authority, what is the source. We say, hey, internet was there, it has to be true. And that's our inbuilt, inherent conditioning nature of Kali Yuga. We say, hey, net pe tha, it has to be true. People discuss that way. Who wrote it? We don't know. Here at least we know Vyasdeva wrote it. Lord Krishna spoke it. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke those verses, Sikshashtakam. Anandambudhi Vardhanam. We believe Anandambudhi Vardhanam. Every moment the ocean of bliss will increase. Very difficult. But riding on a motorcycle will be attractive. That's very easy. That's the tendency of Kali Yuga. And such a darkness, such a dark age, where everything is topsy-turvy, Lord Chaitanya, he personally appeared. To give the highest achievable goal in spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada once gave an analogy. Just like sometimes if you want to highlight the diamond or a pearl, what do you do? A white pearl or a very shining diamond, you put on a dark background, say dark blue or black, especially dark blue, so that all the shades are highlighted. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful incarnation. He came in the most dark background. In Age of Kali, is a dark setting background. And Lord Chaitanya, to most merciful incarnation, giving us the most highest, pure, achievable goal of human life, Prema Pumarto Mahan. He came in this most dark time. The things are becoming more and more darker in this age. Every passing day we see, the things are becoming more and more darker. And Lord Chaitanya's mercy is also becoming more and more shining. You see, so many people are becoming devotees on one side. On the other side, so much degradation is taking place. Degradation after wealth, women, wine, meat. It's increasing on the other side. One hand, it's going skyrocketing. On the other side, the number of devotees is also increasing. Both the more dark and more shining diamond is there in Kali Yuga. So I will just discuss after some philosophical points, I would just narrate some few pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. Why did Lord Chaitanya came? What exactly he wanted to share with all of us? So we are in Chaitanya Bhagavat. After Lord Chaitanya has taken sannyas and he has reached Jagannath Puri. Just few short pastimes I am telling. As soon as he reached Jagannath Puri, from Chaitanya Chaitanya, we have heard that because of that pastime of breaking his danda, he told devotees, either you walk ahead or I'll walk ahead. Means we cannot walk together. And Lord Chaitanya was walking ahead and the devotees were walking some distance behind. And from a distance, when Lord Chaitanya saw the kalash, sometimes when we go from Bhuvaneshwar to Jagannath Puri by bus, devotees are always looking. When in the skyline, the tower and the kalash and the chakra of Jagannath temple will be visible. And when they first time see it after a turn, the devotees become ecstatic. That within short time, we will reach. But Lord Chaitanya is walking down and when he saw the kalash, the chakra, he just started running madly. And he ran and ran and ran. And he could not control himself. He directly entered Jagannath temple. And he was almost in his mind going to run and catch Lord Jagannath's lotus feet. But somehow there in that ecstasy, before reaching the altar, he fainted down or he became unconscious in his pastimes and fell on the floor. At the same time, Sarvam Bhattacharya, who was the one of the high ministers, advisor of King Pratap Rudra, he came into Jagannath temple to take the darshan with few of his assistants. And when he saw a young, beautiful sannyasi in the form of Lord Chaitanya, he picked him up, picked Lord Chaitanya and took him to his home. In the home, when devotees came, Lord Chaitanya came to external consciousness. And then, there was a great discussion between Lord Chaitanya and Sarvam Bhattacharya. We know that Lord Chaitanya initially started glorifying Sarvam Bhattacharya, even before the discussion. He said, I, Samudra, took sannyas in madness. I was feeling so much separation from Krishna. I just left my home one day, went to Kantak Nagar and cut off my hair and changed my dress. But actually, I am a very young boy and you are a very experienced person. So please give me the shelter. Lord Chaitanya is speaking to Sarvam Bhattacharya. At the shadow of your, at the lotus feet or in your shadow. And Sarvam Bhattacharya is saying, as per the etiquette, you are a sannyasi. And I have to respect you. Why are you speaking such words? After such discussion, somehow other Lord Chaitanya, he requested Sarvam Bhattacharya that please instruct me about Srimad Bhagavatam. And Sarvam Bhattacharya says, which verse you want to understand, which you don't understand. So Lord Chaitanya pointed out this verse of Atmaram verse, the famous verse. Atma Ramascha Munayo Nirgarantha Api Urukrame. Karvanti Ahitukim Bhaktim Ittham Bhuta Guno Hari. And Sarvam Bhattacharya explained the verse in 13 different ways. Here it is at 13. CC said, I think 9. 9? or something. I know you learn some Chaitanya Charitamrita. But he explained in few 10 or 12 different ways. Here it says 13 different ways. He, according to Sarva Bhattacharya, he explained the verse exhaustively, complete as per his capacity. But Lord Chaitanya, he said there are many more meanings to it. Lord Chaitanya, after hearing the 13 explanations of Sarvam Bhattacharya, explained the same verse without touching even a single meaning of Sarvam Bhattacharya in 64 different ways. And Sarvam Bhattacharya was thinking, no human being can explain this verse more than what I have explained. And actually, that was the truth. Sarvam Bhattacharya was the incarnation of Bruhaspati, the teacher of the demigods, the very high scholar. And no one could explain. So after hearing the explanations of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvam Bhattacharya could understand that he is no other than Supreme Lord. And thinking, if the Lord said, Sarvabhaum, what do you think after explaining the verses? Am I qualified to accept sannyas? In your heart, do you accept that I am a true sannyasi? I came here to show myself to you. And Sarvam Bhattacharya fell down in rapt attention. He understood that who is in front of me is no other than the Supreme Lord. And he started glorifying the Supreme Lord. And before that, Lord Chaitanya manifested his Shadbhuj Roop, a six-armed form. If today we go to Jagannath Puri near that Shvet Ganga, near the house of Sarvam Bhattacharya, we will see on the wall there is a deity of Shadbhuj Gauranga, Lord with six arms, two arms of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, two arms of Lord Krishna, and two arms of Lord Sri Ram, holding a bow and arrow. Lord Krishna is holding flute, and Lord Chaitanya is holding a sannyas danda and a kamandalu. So in this way, Lord manifested that form, and Sarvam Bhattacharya, just gazing at the form of Lord Chaitanya in sixth arm form, then and there, wrote 100 verses and glorifying Lord Chaitanya. That was his scholarship. If any of us could even memorize all 100 in this lifetime and understand their meaning also, and word-to-word meaning, and all the grammatical aspects, I think it will be a lifetime's achievement. But Sarvam Bhattacharya, they are just, that was, see, people are saying, modern-day people are advanced, but where is the comparison for us to understand the whole verses and memorize it? As I was speaking this point, nowadays the laptop's GBs are increasing, 320, 500, and we think we are advancing, but that's not advancement. That's advancement because here the GBs are decreasing. Here we are having less and less memory, so we require more and more outside. But see, why a person like Sarvam Bhattacharya would require a laptop? He won't require a laptop. Just like in India, we know this, there is one famous lady, I don't know, not so famous nowadays, but previously she was there, called Shakuntala Devi, a mathematician. It was said that she could do calculations faster than a computer. So, does she require a calculator? She doesn't require a calculator. So, previously no one required a calculator. And now everyone requires a calculator. Even for some small 37 plus 42. We ask any small boy, give me a calculator. Now they have mobile or watch. So for simple additions. So that doesn't mean we are actually advancing. Or like we say, we have got aeroplanes. But I was discussing this story of Hanumanji going on the ocean at Rameshwaram. And when they were all discussing who will jump across the ocean, all the monkeys were telling, I can jump 10 ozan, I can jump 2 ozan, I can jump 100 ozan. Jambavan said, when I was young, I could jump and go across the earth many times and then land down. So a person like Jambavan, does he require an aeroplane? He doesn't require. And he will not spend his brain and energy developing and inventing an aeroplane. It will be foolishness on his part. So we think modern age, the people are advanced, but previously people were having so much capacity they did not require these aeroplanes and calculators and computers. All were inbuilt. We can just see from the Sarvam Bhattacharya story, why to go 100 and lakhs of years back. He made these verses without even planning. No mistake, he just spoke it. All 100 verses, and they are all beautiful verses with the highest form of Sanskrit language being used. And he glorified Lord Chaitanya, and that verses are now called Sarvam Shatak. Like these famous verses. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shikshartameka Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari Kurpam Budhiryastam Aham Prapadde. I worship. Let me take the shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead Shri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us real knowledge, his devotional service and detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness. He has descended because he is an ocean of transcendental mercy. Let me surrender at his lotus feet. Another verse which Sarva Bhattacharya spoke. Kalan nashtam bhakti yoga nijam yah pradushkrutam krishna chaitanya nama avirbhutastasya padaravinde gadham gadham liyatam chitta brunga. See the prayers of Sarva Bhattacharya. Let my consciousness, which like a honeybee, take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has just now appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach the ancient system of devotional service to himself. This system has almost been lost due to the influence of time. So he spoke these 100 verses, just glorifying the Supreme Lord again and again. And afterwards, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya spoke to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. Sarvabhaum, listen. You are my eternal associate. That is why you may see me with my all glories. You are the reason I came here. You worship me again and again. I am very pleased by your words, glorifying devotional service. The prayers which you have sung today will be known as Sarvabhaum Shatak. Conceal whatever you know more from others. Conceal whatever you have seen about my glories from others. I forbid you to talk about it as long as I am present on this earth. Lord Nityananda is my second body. You should devotedly serve his lotus feet. Whatever I have said about Lord Nityananda is very confidential. Only when I reveal the truth can anyone understand him. In this way, Lord Chaitanya gave his full mercy to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. Then all the devotees, all the people of Jagannath Puri, they became astonished. And all were chanting very loudly, Hari, Hari!
Hari,
Hari. They could understand the Supreme Lord has come to Jagannath Puri. Some were saying, Lord Chaitanya is the moving Jagannath. That means the Supreme Lord has come out over here. Whenever the Lord Chaitanya would travel, place his lotus feet, all the people rolled at that place to take his dust. All were attracted as the peerless handsomeness of Lord. Then, in this way, after Lord Chaitanya assembled at Jagannath Puri, came to Jagannath Puri, arrived at Jagannath Puri, slowly, slowly, one by one, all his associates came. Another disciple of Shripad Madhavendra Puri, his name was Paramananda Puri. An elderly person compared to Lord Chaitanya's age. He used to stay in Jagannath Puri, but when Lord Chaitanya came, he was out on travels to the holy places of India. So after Lord Chaitanya came, Paramananda Puri arrived. And when he arrived, Lord Chaitanya saw Paramananda Puri from a distance that he is arriving. Immediately, as soon as he saw, Lord Chaitanya raised his arms and called out, Hari, Hari! And just fixing his eyes on Paramananda Puri, he said, today my life, my eyes have attained perfection because they are seeing Paramananda Puri. By seeing Paramananda Puri, I am getting the association of Shripad Madhavendra Puri because he is his dear disciple. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya ran and offered obeisances to Paramananda Puri, got him back. After Paramananda Puri, after some time, Swarup Damodar came. he also came and joined. Slowly, slowly, one by one, all the devotees associated with Lord Chaitanya came and were around Lord Chaitanya. After Swarup Damodar came, all other devotees from Orissa, like Pradyumna Mishra, who is the spiritual love personified, he came. Then two another great saints, Paramananda and Ramananda came. Then Damodar Pandit came. Then Sri Shankar Pandit came. Then Pradyumna Brahmachari. He was a devotee of Lord Narasimha. But he thought, no, Narasimha Dev has appeared in Jagannath Puri. So I should go and stay with him. In the form of a sannyasi, the Lord is there, I should also go. And he came. Then Bhagwan Acharya was a great saint. And what was his quality? He did not allow any material news to touch his ears. That was the quality of Bhagwan Acharya. No material news would ever touch the ears of his ears. In this way, one by one, all the servants of Lord Chaitanya, they came. And Lord Chaitanya was enjoying their company by performing continuous kirtans of holy names. Then seeing the kirtan, Lord Nityananda, he could not maintain himself. Nityan Prabhu is always generally, so we call it, it's not a right term, but we call it mischievous or something, doing some different types of activities. So one day when Lord Chaitanya was doing ecstatic kirtan in front of Lord Jagannath, Lord Nityananda suddenly got up and ran with full speed to go on the altar of Baldev and Jagannath and Subhadra. And there were two guards standing. And as Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda was getting up on the altar and he was on the altar, this guard tried to catch him and get him down, because it's not a way that we just go in and then start running on the altar. But Lord Nityananda, he was the Supreme Lord. Just by one shake of his hand, he threw the guard a few feet away. And then the guard, before what happened, then Lord Nityananda was on the altar. He took off the garland of Balaramji and put it around his neck. Because he and Balaramji are non-different. And what else he did? 1 minute. Wearing the garland, he came down and walking like the kings of the elephant, Lord Nityananda left the place. The guard was thinking in his mind, he said, I have the strength that I can even stop a mad elephant with my bare hands. And when I tried to touch Lord Nityananda, I was thrown off as a dry leaf. So who is this Lord Nityananda? How come he has so much strength? He must not be an ordinary human being, but he must be the same Supreme Lord Balaram. So next time, when Lord Nityananda came, the guard could understand. And he was very humble and respectable. And he did not stop Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda, who is always like a child, affectionately embraced the guard and gave him the supreme mercy. Another time, Lord Chaitanya, he thought to perform some pastimes on the banks of ocean. Before appearing on earth in the previous incarnations as Krishna, the Lord had made Yamuna glorious. Before that, the Lord had made Ganga glorious. But no Lord wanted to give mercy to Samudra Dev, ocean god. And therefore, he came on the banks of ocean in Jagannath Puri and did many ecstatic pastimes over there. Whole night, sometimes Lord Chaitanya would spend on the banks of ocean, chanting and doing kirtans along with all his devotees, which we just mentioned. One by one, all the devotees would, it is mentioned here, the learned pandit of wild dancing, in Srimad Chaitanya Bhagavat is described, who is Lord Chaitanya? The learned pandit of wild dancing danced wildly on the beaches of ocean in Jagannath Puri. Meanwhile, all the devotees all swam in the ocean of bliss. There were perspiration, roaring, tears, shouting on the body of Lord Chaitanya. In this way, all the people on Jagannath Puri could get a glimpse and touch of pure love which Lord Chaitanya has come to give to anyone who surrenders to him. Gadadhar was there. He would always stay Okay, I'll just tell one small pastime in 2 minutes and then end. One day Lord Chaitanya went to the monastery or ashram of Paramananda Puri. All the people in the town knew the water in the well of Paramananda Puri was not so good. It was practically very muddy and salty. So Lord Chaitanya went and asked Paramananda Puri, "How is the water in your well?" And Paramananda Puri replied, "Oh Lord, it is horrible of horrible. It's nothing but mud." And Lord Chaitanya, he spoke, "This is Jagannath's Maya ruining everyone in this Kali Yuga. Lord Jagannath's Maya is purposefully made this water very dirty. So that people will not come and partake of that water. Because anyone who even takes the water of Lord, this Paramananda Puri's well, will get pure devotion. And Maya Devi, she doesn't want pure devotion to be so easily available. So she has made this water very dirty." But then, after speaking thus, Lord Chaitanya raised his hands, stood up, and said, "Oh Jagannath, oh great master, I make a prayer today. Please order the Bhogavati Ganga from the lower planets to come and be present in this well." Saying this, Lord Chaitanya with his devotees went home. Paramananda Puri also took rest in the night. And next day morning when he got up, he saw the water in his well has become completely crystal clear and pure and sweet like nectar to taste. And suddenly, this news spread all over Jagannath Puri. Hearing the news, Lord Chaitanya also came with his devotees. And he accepted, "Now that Ganga has come to this well," he said, "we should all do pradikshina." Lord Chaitanya with his devotees did pradikshina, circumambulation of the well, and took out the water. And he declared that anyone who bathes in this water will get the result of bathing in Ganga. Anyone who drinks this water or uses this water will certainly attain very pure love and devotion to Lord Krishna. All the devotees, they chanted the names of Lord Hari and Krishna very loudly after hearing. And Lord Chaitanya made a very wonderful declaration there. He did it only few times. He said, "Everyone please understand, I am Paramananda Puri Goswami's property. I am his wealth. He can sell me anywhere and he can do whatever he wants. It is not otherwise." Seeing this, all the devotees were submerged in the ocean of bliss. So I spoke these pastimes just to show that in what type of age where ignorance is truth and truth is ignorance, Lord Chaitanya has come to give us these highest blessings. Although, especially myself and maybe some of the people in this Kali Yuga are not so much qualified, but it's Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Maybe you can think about this. And that's why he has taken sannyas 500 years back. Hare Krishna. It's quite over time, so we'll end now. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki.